Damian, thanks for joining us for the Monday Business Watch. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham last week announced a new public health order that took effect this past Saturday, requiring everyone to wear a face mask. Now, can you tell us how local businesses are going to be impacted by this new public health order?
Well, what we're looking at, where it's kind of a gradual relaxation of the restrictions now through May 31st. It'll mean 25% capacity for non-essential businesses and office spaces. Big box stores and grocery stores are going to be allowed to operate at a 20% capacity. And houses of worship in a new change, they will be able to operate at a 10% capacity. Movie theaters, concert halls, amusement parks, those sorts of things will still remain closed.
Okay, now what about the requirements for businesses that do open?
Well, we'll still be looking at everyone, as you mentioned, will be required to wear a face mask. I think that we're going to see a lot more sanitization than we might be used to. There will be social distancing in place. So look for those lines on the floor, the X's, the gaffing tape, the same types of things that you see at Walmart. You know, we may see more one-way aisles and that sort of thing, just to try to control the flow and keep people as far apart as possible.
I want to move on and talk about how this issue is impacting banks. Can you give us an update on how that's changed?
Absolutely. I spoke with a couple of bank presidents and CEOs this week, and they're kind of gradually trying to figure out ways that they can open up their lobbies in a way that will be practical. They're working again on sanitization, trying to secure a lot of those products. They're ordering plexiglass to provide, you know, barriers between customers and tellers. So whenever the lobbies reopen again, which could be happening for some probably as soon as this week, you can definitely expect to see that at a lot of places. I spoke with Ron Moorhead, who's the CEO of First Financial Credit Union. He told me that in the past few weeks, he's seen quite a lot of homeowners coming in and refinancing their mortgages. So, you know, kind of trying to take advantage of those lower interest rates and save a little bit of money each month. But I don't know how well that will hold up going forward, because Keel Hoffman, who's the Las Cruces market president for Pioneer Bank, told me that creditors are really starting to crack down right now on new lines of credit.
Now, Damian, every week you write a column focusing on how COVID-19 is impacting us, impacting business. You're sharing stories. What do you have in store for us this week?
So in today's paper, I've got a story about Wade McDonald. He used to be the manager at Zeffiro's New York Pizzeria on University, and then he went over to manage NYP Slice House. In early January, he began the process of buying that Zeffiro's location on University. And it has presented a few challenges along the way, but he's really remaining optimistic. He was fortunate enough to, when he was negotiating the deal, he was able to pay the lease 10 months in advance. So he said as long as he keeps the equipment off and the lights off, you know, until he's able to open, he thinks he's going to be able to pull this off. And I'm looking forward to trying it.
Okay, what a time to try to open a business.
Just unreal.
Damian, thanks for the update, and we look forward to talking with you next week.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure.